to brief you all on how to actually clean up and prepare for tomorrow so that you know what to do. So can you all please pay attention, listen to a briefing, because we must have gratitude towards the temple people and committee for allowing us to use. So how we return the way place back to them is very important. With the heart of gratitude, understanding, then we will do things differently. Okay?
小心。 Good morning, Brother, Mrs. Teo, and all Kaanamitas. Okay. I guess we have a good stay.
Yes.
Everybody happy?
Yes.
吃饱睡好，对吗？吃好。 Okay.
睡好。
Now, 吃饱。吃好。修好，对。修得顺利又好。 Okay. 现在接下来就是我们 How are we going to return the place to the temple? Okay. Now this is what we do for the common place that we use, like the hall, dining hall, and corridor. We need to put it back, put back. I talk about this meditation hall first. We need to arrange back all the cushions, stack it properly, like this one, the slanting one. You have to stack it alternately. MB, you have to stay there and check. I think there are boxes inside. You stack back, put inside the boxes. If no boxes, That is one. Then sweep the hall, all the things that we use, everything, not even one piece of paper should be left behind. Sweep everything. Okay? I think that is Song will be leading in the meditation hall and corridor. Brother Sui An, please. And the dining area, Sister Alicia will be assisting me. We have to put back all the utensils that we use, return it, and then the stool, that one is tomorrow after our meal, we stack it back behind there for them. Otherwise, the helpers would have to stack so many chairs for us and sweep the floor. Okay, now come to the bedroom. The bedroom, we have to take out the cushion, take out the bed sheet and the pillowcase and put it in the, I will prepare the bag, the big plastic bag at the sofa chair there. So as we come out from the staircase, there's a sofa chair. Put inside the bag there. The helper will help us to send to the laundry and put it back. That is for cushion, the pillow cover and the bed sheet. Okay, then your blanket, fold it properly. Put at one end of the bed, and the other end is our pillow. The don't keep the blanket in the cupboard because Fa Chang Si will come in and check on. He got to make sure every bed there's a one pillow and one blanket. He will check. They were 1 year.
Two pillows?
Brother's room is different.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, don't keep the blanket in the cupboard. He cannot find it. They were 1 year. He called me. One blanket missing. He called me up. Then I called the person who is in that room. They go and keep the blanket in the cupboard. So please do it this way to ease his work for checking. Okay, and the rubbish bin, please throw all your rubbish inside the center here, and replace the bag, remove the old bag. I will put the new bag at the cushion place also, and replace with new bag. And when we come in, we have toilet rolls in in our room already, right? So please replace it. Two rolls on the table. Please replace two rolls on the table. The floor, sweep clean. The toilet wash. Is that okay? So all the... No. The one that we are not using, just leave it. Don't touch. Any question? Okay, do this mindfully and slowly. Take care of your own safety. The bus will not leave until everybody is up the bus. Okay? And Brother Song will help me to check the gents' room. I will come and check the ladies' room. Okay? That's all. Any question? Any question about this? No more. If no more, yeah.
Or like checklist in a retreat.
Everything is, what is it?
I think no need. You are too messy. Very easy to remember.
No, everything, the checklist is in the guidelines. Everything is in the guidelines. Last part, before Fa Chan Si's reminder, the lines before that is all about cleaning up. I think if you read the guidelines, it's from starting, I already arranged it from the starting, everything, until the last part, and then Fa Chan Si's advice. If you haven't read it, please go through it. All the checklist, everything is inside there already. Okay, thank you. Anything? Just take it out as long as the bed is used, being used. So 30 beds, 30 bed sheet, 30 pillowcase. Yes, please, thank you.
Okay, do we separate the pillowcases and the bed sheet separately or just put everything?
Same bed.
Okay.
Where's the other one?
Toilets, please wash. Toilets inside the room, please wash ourselves. I will get help to wash these two common ones in case if we can't get help. Okay, it seems that we have to wash the public toilets, so I need volunteers for the ladies and the gents. Okay, the ladies one Lei Hong, I think 3 person now. Lei Hong, Zoe and Ban Yuan. Okay, the gents. Ayah Akong the one. So where?
Ben Lim, Ben Lim, Ben Lim. No, Ben Lim, male toilet.
Ben Lim and males two okay, enough see. Because simpler. No, the one outside the room.
The one inside the room,
there are two, right? You have to watch now, those who are using the... No, I'm talking about the one outside the room.
Public one.
Public one.
Yeah.
Okay, Janta and Bang Lin.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, PG got something to share.
When are we supposed to clear the
cushions? Tonight, after the session, we can clear the cushions. Yeah. You bring the cushion, wait at the door there, our song will be inside the storeroom. Okay, anything else? Okay, if not, thank you.
We have to remember all those things that we put at the back there, we need to actually clear it. Then also on those tables, we need to clear it. Then make sure you do your packing tonight if you can. Get ready so tomorrow don't need to rush, okay?
Okay, don't rush, take care of your safety. Yeah. We'll wait for everybody to be up the bus.
Okay, normally what we do is our room one, we get the floor and the toilet clean tonight. So that tomorrow we just do a final cleaning or check up. If there is nothing, then it's okay. Then the bed sheet is easy. Then those on duty, the corridor and all those things, the toilet, you need time. But don't worry, tomorrow we have a lot of time. There is no closing ceremony part 2. Closing ceremony part 2, actually we will do it today, 2 o'clock. So what we need is, we need your assistant to help arrange this place after lunch, because After lunch, 2 o'clock, Pathan Sufu will come out. Then we will have to prepare. Sri An will have to put the summary or account. Then we... No, 2 o'clock. No, you said the summary, man. Donate to him how much, man? No, better let... you have a piece of paper. Okay. So, never mind. Anyway, we have a... We got no time already, you don't do it today. We are tomorrow, we have to actually focus on cleaning up, packing, then getting ready to leave this place. The bus will arrive at 9:10. You are ready early. You can go out and put your things on the bus. Then we schedule 20 minutes. 9:30, we should leave. Otherwise, we may encounter delay or what. Then, Pamasri, you want to take them for shopping where?
Brother, no need to go shopping because the restaurant is open at the time we arrive.
Oh, okay. Then we go direct. So nothing to shop. You want to place order? You want to place order.
Okay, Brother. Another thing. Tomorrow the bus will stop at Brother Teo's place first. So those who get down at SS17, you put your luggage one side and inside. Those who stop at Brother Teo's place, put it later, load in later and outside at one corner. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if we wrongly unload the luggages, then there'll be a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is, we will have our final meditation tomorrow, half an hour. So as usual, you look at the program, 6:30, no need to come 6:15. Sleep a bit more, so that you are not so tired when we take off. Then 6:30 to 6:45, we had the final morning puja. Okay, we can also do the morning chanting if we can. Then after that, your meditation, and after meditation, free and easy, we go down for breakfast. After breakfast, you're supposed to finish 45 minutes, I think, an hour, about 8 o'clock. You can do all the cleaning, packing, everything. Well, you don't have to come back for closing ceremony. Okay? Then, what we need to do to settle whatever we want. Hopefully tonight. Expression of thanks and gratitude. Then you want to say whatever. Your gratitude or your whatever feeling that you have with fellow Kayamita or temple people or whatever. You can, but that is the time for you all to do that, okay? Otherwise, tomorrow will be the best. Well, tonight, I think we need to have this fellowship. The fellowship is very important. So expression of thanks and gratitude towards the temple management and Pathan Sufu, I will do on your behalf at 2 o'clock. Then presentation of gifts, souvenirs, and offerings, and donation and cash support to the abbot, the monk, the staff of Triple Gem Temple, all the things, followed by asking for forgiveness. So that one we will do. But what we will do tonight is very important. The part one closing ceremony, we will do a formal introduction. Each and every one of you introduce your name, you are from where, then maybe whatever you want to express your gratitude or whatever, or how you actually benefited from this retreat. Then if you got any suggestion or so, we will appreciate. Either you share with us or you can WhatsApp onto the retreat WhatsApp group. Okay, so that we know what is going on. And all this will help the organizer to improve from year to year. Yeah, earlier on we had some issue like coordination didn't go on smoothly because a lot of people, especially those in Jiaxia, you must understand how difficult is it for them. We are like Alicia, I think second day she told me, they all register for the duty, they don't know what to do, they didn't come down, they didn't ask. You know. So there are certain teething issues that we need to develop understanding, then we sort it out. Then future retreat, we can add in those reminders, understand? Then wherever, if you have any suggestion that you feel that will improve our planning, organizing, and maybe make it beneficial for our future retreat, you can also give us some suggestion, okay? But more important is to develop the formal introduction and personal sharing on feedback by all retreat participants, including suggestion, if any, for them on how to improve our future retreat program. Okay, this is the main focus. Then the closing Dharma and advice by me on how to continue your cultivation after returning to normal daily life, followed by acknowledgement of time. Let Sui An present accordingly. I think we will do after Fa Chan Sifu leave. After Fa Chan Sifu leave, then we will do that. Then after that, whatever time left, I will share with you all this book. This book. The difference between awareness and consciousness. I will only go through the short note, the summary part, which is enough. Okay. Basically, I think the acknowledgement of things and account presentation of things in the afternoon, we should have enough time. Then you got any meditation reporting, you want to ask, you can also have a little bit of time to cater for that. We see how it goes. Okay, but tonight is reserved for the formal introduction and personal sharing. Because that one is useful, and I realize that one you need at least 2 hours. We have 30 of you. One person, 5-10 minutes. How long it take? 2 hours.
More than 2 hours.
More than 2 hours. 30 times 10. 300 minutes. Wow. Oh,
5 minutes.
Cannot, 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. Never mind, we see how it goes. Maybe no need everybody. The rest, if you got nothing, you just introduce yourself. Where are you from now? Okay? Okay, that's all. Any question? Tell me.
It's not a question, it's something to report very short only. Yesterday, the collection, I got extra 9 ringgit. If those that think I return you wrongly, the change or anything, just come and see me. If not, then maybe I add 1 more ringgit and then I offer the oil lamp to the...
Sadhu.
Very good, Tammy.
Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else? Don't have, then we continue. You need to go washroom, you go. Somebody.
Brother, yeah. 刚才你讲到 kitchen.
对。
所以 Brother, 我想讲 Good morning, Brother, Mrs. Stewart. Actually, 我也是在学习关于 kitchen 的呢，我想要跟大家讲一声对不起，因为我这里的如果大家做的不好，是因为我的 instruction 不够 clear。然后我就在 contemplate 这个事情，后来我就想到，
原来呢，子不教是父子过，因为我是头，所以我要向大家道歉，感恩阿弥陀佛。
So when you have the Dhamma, you will know how to ask for forgiveness, eh? For whatever shortcoming. Therefore, Alicia is good because she lead to help out at the kitchen. So she said, whatever mis, shortcoming, eh? Or whatever shortcoming or mistake that they couldn't prepare the kitchen activity up to the standard that is supposed to be. She would like to take full responsibility because she is the one that hit the section. So this is good understanding, understand? Which means we are not blaming people. Because you are new, most of you are new and you don't know what the problem is, and maybe those who are new, you haven't even come to this retreat before. So a lot of the things not easy. But this year, you're all very fortunate. No need to wash toilet. Previous year, all the 9 days you have to wash toilet. And different batch of people on duty. So toilet is something you all cannot avoid. Then I heard from Sui, I also didn't know. Because I never go to the toilet and wash. So Sui told me, you sweat one, no, you wash toilet. That's why he said, got to bring a lot of clothing. And I was like, oh, I said, luckily I'm not involved. otherwise, I not enough clothing. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Pama Suri.
Sister Alicia, actually, don't have to worry about that. I experienced what you experienced. And I really appreciate her, that she really helped me a lot in that sense, because actually, yeah. Kitchen is the work in the kitchen is half of everything.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And the kitchen has their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
And especially those who are new, sometimes you are so immersed in your meditation, you miss the time going down and you are short of people. You may think that, cut a few fruits for me, ma. But as a leader, if she go and cut the fruit, she cannot supervise other section really. So we need to understand her situation that, that she need to take care of all the sections. So, Alicia, if I have done anything wrong or raised my voice, I apologize for that as well.
But this year, she different, very different. Also, previous year, you can see the face are like stressed. Oh, a lot of things she wants to do it properly, but it's not happening. But this year, I see she's so calm, so serene, no problem, understand? So this is what we meant by Dhamma can help, understand? So when you are willing to sacrifice, understand? When you are willing, like Alicia, I told you, because in the early year, she really know next to nothing. And it's because other people help her, guide her. So now, after so many years, she already had understanding. He told me personally, well, Theo, this year, I volunteer, go down kitchen. He will spend a lot of time there. He even have to cook well, because the kitchen staff all know her. And he very close to Tung Siong Su Fu, Kam Lan Che, Su Fu, Father. So these are the, what they call, Kayamita, that has the Dhamma and know that now is her time to contribute back, understand? So likewise, when you are new, you depend on Kayamita support and all those things, then they, because they are Kayamita, they also motivate you, then try to let you understand how all this can be done if you have the Dhamma. So like Pama Suri say, because when you are new, you don't know. Then you like the retreat. Then you are engrossed in the meditation. You forgot about your duty, your time. Then you didn't go down, understand? So many things in the midst of life, your daily, what they call responsibility, duty. You remember I wrote on the whiteboard, right duty is? You do your duty. You provide service is a meritorious action. When you can do your duty well, means you have Dhamma. Dhamma means what? Willing to sacrifice. Humility, whatever go wrong, you as a leader, you take responsibility. Then normally the good practice is ask for forgiveness. And as a, we don't know what we have done. So like Pamasuri, very good. If I have raised my voice knowingly or unknowingly and caused misunderstanding or unhappiness, they ask for forgiveness. So when we are sensitive, mindful, we can feel how they actually emotionally they go through all this. Because when you are put in charge or when you volunteer to take up that role, then the whole thing is not organized now. Then those who already have their name listed or you volunteer already, then you didn't turn up. So all this we need to slowly learn. Because the right duty is very important. Right duty towards what? The law of karma. Understand? The law of karma means what? You reap what you sow. You do a lot of this type of funny thing. In future, you become leader. All those follow you and do the same to you. Oh, sorry lah, I forgot lah. The meditation was so nice. Understand? Then sometimes the selfish thinking, you, I haven't taken my bath. How? If I go in at least 20 minutes, no? Then where I got time for this? So, all this is the mundane mind thinking, no? Means the atta, the self is involved. Understand? But please understand, if your body is sick and you cannot take it over, say so, don't worry. People will understand. Yeah? Don't go and force yourself until you fall sick. That's why Pamasuri is very good. Take care of yourself. Understand? So you do your duty based on the understanding. When you are in the position to do, you do with joy. You do with contentment. You do with understanding, and you are willing to do all this because this is part and parcel of Dhamma activity and service to the sasana, service to the community, service towards Kanyamita. So all this will make you feel good. Understand? Then this is what the Dhamma is. You reap what you sow. Different time you play different role. Like what I used to share with a lot of our old Kanyamita is, in the olden days, yeah, when I started, I also went around Brickfield Buddhist Temple. Then that time I listened to Dhamma. Chief Reverend give Dhamma talk. Then sometimes they invite monks like Reverend Manda and all those from India, Sri Lanka, all over the world, even Thailand, Australia, Ajahn Jagaroh. So we benefited from their sharing. Understand? Then later on, after 1989, actually my nature knows it's my duty to deliver what I'm supposed to do. But then condition not there. Understand? I do not force myself, oh, I must share this Dhamma, very beautiful. Oh, I managed to. You won't do that one. Like Hui Neng, after he left the Philippines, yeah? The fifth area advised him, lie low, because he can know the karmic conditioning is like that. So he said, wait till your time come. Hui Neng, no. They actually hunt for him, no, everywhere. Oh. But finally, he lucky, he managed to join up with the hunters. And these hunters, actually, they also not easy, you know, because there was one guy inside there don't like Hui Neng, but he is below the chief. So the chief decided to keep Hui Neng where he can help to cook and all those things. And the chief cook there like Hui Neng, where he know Hui Neng very different, very obedient, very hardworking. So that's how it happened. Then you look at the video, the show on 6 page here. Very beautiful, very beautiful. So when he hung himself with the hunters for 15 years, then when causes and condition is ready, only he came out. He only come out after the hunter got attacked, actually. Got attacked by another tribe, which is I think more aggressive, more powerful. But because of that, he came and helped them. No, actually they go and punish him because the guy who don't like him actually play him out. No, so he was hanged on the tree top upside down. Then I don't know how many days without food, without water, he's supposed to die. But because he was a patriot, so at that time, the critical moment, according to the Shola, the fifth patriot who passed away already manifested and gave him a message. Now is the time, wake up, get out. The hunter need your help. So he went back. Then when he went back, he saw all the attackers. Because he has the Dhamma, he has the understanding. So he took out the robe and the insignia. Then he wear that robe. Then he actually, I think, must have used his pure wish or what. Then he created a very strong wind that wouldn't kill them but prevent them from coming. And the wind only blow the attacker, no? Doesn't blow the hunters. No? Then they saw what happened. Then there was one guy who actually liked to do carving among the hunters. Then Hui Ning saw, why you carve your carving without a face? You know what was the answer? He said, the carver said, I still haven't know of one person worthy for me to put the face in. So when he saw Hui Ning suddenly become like that, he took out the carving, he carved Hui Ning's face. Then later on, after everything over, he passed it to Hui Ning. Hui Ning smiled and rejoiced. Then after that, he take off. That's why he went to Nanhua Si. Then the flight and the wind incident start. Then from the way he answered, the abbot knew, this one must be somebody very special. Then the abbot asked, are you the one who supposed to went to the fifth patriarch at Horan Fasa and become the official sixth patriarch and left to come back to the south? Then Hui Ning said yes. Then he said, can you show us your robe and the insignia? So the thing was shown. That's why after that he received great recognition. Then the effort very good, appoint him to take over, to preach and teach and all those things. That's why the whole of the six patriarchs autobiography and the video, the show was very good. Then the wordings, wow, beautiful, the poem they recite and all those things. So that one that I got from the internet one, they used that for the film show. That's why I knew that one is very accurate, very authentic. Okay? So right duty is right Dhamma. Okay. Now what time? 9:24. Okay. Just nice, We still have time. So maybe I will share this book. You all want the meditation first or what? You don't worry, you don't have this book. My house still got a lot. When I reach SS2, you ask for it. I can pass to you. But I thought we distribute it at the gathering of family time. You all should have. But don't worry, those who don't have, let us know. Okay, turn to page 42. So the title of this book is, what is the difference between awareness and consciousness? So like I explained the other day, you look at the four circle. This one describes to you the process of creation. Means how from the source the creation process come about. So the first thing that can come out from the source is the pure awareness. But this one, you need a form and mind to come first, understand not? Once the form and mind is there, then there is a gateway, understand not? Where you can access this. But without accessing this, the moment the mundane maya is without thought, this one appear, understand not? This one appear. The moment you are without thought, actually the awareness nature is there. But you cannot go in, understand not? Because you don't know the gateway. So initially, you stabilize the awareness nature by learning how to silence your mind. Awareness-based meditation is silent your mind only. Remember the silent mind? The silent mind is your true mind. What is a silent mind? You don't verbalize, you don't chatter, you're completely silent inside, understand not? So when you are silent, that nature inside there is without thought, without images, without sankhara activity, nothing. Stillness, understand not? Tranquility. Clarity, but the awareness can be aware, but there is no word, no concept, no mundane mind, nothing. That's why this one is beyond thought, beyond mind. So pure awareness is when you are here, when the thought doesn't cloud you and distract you, then from here you see the phenomenal world. The senses is still with you there. Understand not? The sensor is still here, but now the mundane mind, no more. The first to come out is this one. From here, it creates the mundane mind, remember? Through your senses, it projects all this phenomenal world of consciousness, means what? Your seeing consciousness, your hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. This is the one that allow you to know the phenomenal world of consciousness and interact with the world. Without the senses, you can't. That's why this one is projecting consciousness. Whereas if you silence this one, the sense door is not active, understand? Then you are aware. Aware, but not clouded, understand? So this awareness that see is not a consciousness. Is seeing things as they are, understand not? No word, no concept, no image, nothing. Just the direct seeing, the pure seeing, without labeling, nothing. Then, because this is the pure awareness, then you can be aware of how you create the mundane mind that come out from here, understand not? Like I said, from the spacious awareness, suddenly you realize this fellow shrink to perceive something. When you want to know something, when you want to think, you focus, understand? You shrink the spacious awareness into a thought. Then you input the content. Then this one, like we have gone through, the Mahayana say, the mind consciousness, which is common to all the senses, is the sixth consciousness. You remember? The sixth consciousness is what? Sanya. Ah. So sanya bring the external form in and is a common denominator for all the senses to create sense door consciousness, understand? That's how the 18 sense right create the phenomenal world of consciousness. Okay? So people don't understand this. To them, when I'm conscious, I'm also aware. That's why Ng Bee know how to answer in the book, the transcript. Yeah, he said she tried. I said, you just describe the way you understand, you will get it right. Then she got it right. So she straight away know. She said, relative. People can be conscious, but they are not aware. You know the meaning or not? When you wake up, you're conscious, eh? You're conscious of what? You're conscious of life, but you are lost in thought. Eh? You are not aware inside here. You didn't touch this one. Eh? But when you touch this one, whatever this fellow do, you are aware, understand? All this is what the direct seeing is all about. Silent, Krishnamurti say, what? Silent, choiceless awareness. Understand? Or observation, he used the word observation, okay? So what I define is awareness before the knowing. That is sati, understand? So it's the same. So before the knowing, before the mundane mind start, this one observe, understand now? This one also observe the five aggregate, how you actually project out and create this. That's why I say this is illusionary, understand? You check with your senses, you know. Open your eye, everything real already appear. You're conscious of it already. You close your eye, all the creation through your seeing consciousness disappear, understand? I remember when the early year when I cultivate, that penetrative understanding really come on. Then I just open my eye. Wow, everything. Like the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arise, all things arise. That Dharma become a reality, you know, understand? Then when conditions cease to be, everything cease to be. You close your eye, no sense data go in already, isn't it? That's why all the creation is gone. They come and they go. And how real can it be? Well, it's just mental image, consciousness, understand not? Outside already dependent originating, condition arising, causal. Not so real. Not a permanent agenda. Then how do you know? The knowing comes from perception, which is just a mental image in your brain, understand not? That's why all this become clear. Then you like wake up, you know? And it reached a point, you know what happened to me? You know? I was taking my bath, you know? Yeah, I was so aware, fully aware. Then suddenly, when within the bath, I realized I am nothing. You know? You know what is nothing, you know? Not only hollow in that sense that you feel empty. I am nothing means what? Whatever I cannot be aware of, is not real, no? Understand, no? So when I am aware, I don't use the senses, no? Understand, no? The only thing I was aware was the sensation, no? When the water dropped down, no? And I was so aware until all this droplet of water that touched my tactile, I can feel, no? So that was the only reality. The rest all, if I don't open my eye, it's not there or not, you know. Not real. But physically, you know they exist. But to me, when I am here, they don't exist. Understand now? That's why empty nature. Then because the feeling is very near this fellow, that's why I can sense it. Understand now? That's why after I came out of the bar, I was fully aware. You know? And you know what happened after that? As usual, I came down, then that time, I remember it was time to go and join my second last teacher. Where we used to go there certain time for meditation. Then I went there. He asked her whether I got anything to report or not meditation. I said, I got something to report, but not meditation, when I take bath. And you know what happened? After I have that experience, I come down. I told you, I look at the mango tree opposite. The moment I give it a push, the awareness see, that consciousness energy gone, no. Means the image is not there, no. That's why the tree disappear, no. Then I say, what is that? I thought, cannot be. I'm a science student, no. How can that thing disappear? Means my awareness has gone beyond the thought consciousness. No? Then I look at my car, no? The Toyota like is that carry the monk one, no? Again disappear. No? And I thought, what is all this? But of course after that it come back lah. How can it completely disappear? But to me, when I'm inside there, all this gone, no. That's why not real. So I went to my second last teacher there. You know what she told me when I report it? She said, do you know who are you? He asked me three times. Then later on he told me, you came with a very, very heavy vow. When he said that, I said, I know. Then you know what he told me? You are expert in mindfulness in the past, he said. Your mindfulness, you have reached a level monk also cannot do one. Then you know what he told my wife? Get ready, he's going to renounce. You ask my wife. I'm not telling you a story, you ask her. He, that time, panic. But what for? Well, my last few teacher, my last and second last was a lay person. Then my refuge teacher was Xuan Huang. Then you remember Ajayantra? You know what he told us or not? He said, if because of the rope I am a monk, if I put the rope on a tree, the tree become monk or not? Correct or not? So he said, monk means what? If you have the Dhamma, Aryan Sangha, as long as you have the embodiment of the four great qualities, means of good conduct, upright conduct, wise conduct, and dutiful conduct, you have this virtue and quality. You are a monk, understand? Whether the rope is there or not is no different. Because the embodiment of an enlightened being is what? The four things, understand? We chant salutation to the Sangha. Supatipanno, Bhagavato, Savaka Sangha. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the monk. Oh, Buddha, sorry. The disciple of the Buddha. Then the second one of upright conduct is the order, is the disciple of the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Then of wise conduct. Understand? That's why you have Supatipanno, Ujjupatipanno, then Nyayapatipanno. Then the last one is what? Samichi of right duty is the order of the disciple of the Buddha. These are the qualities you must have to make you truly a monk or a holy person. Understand? Except that your understanding, your virtue, your quality actually is that thing. So later on I came to know when the Buddha talked about the triple gem, the Sangha is not the ordinary Sangha, you know. No? The Sangha is the Aryan Sangha, understand? Those that has become enlightened. So Aryan Sangha, not only with the rope, no, understand? Those follower or devotee of the Buddha that has the Dhamma, they are also Aryan Sangha. No? That's why the Sasana, Dhamma protector. As long as you are a Dhamma practitioner, you are a Kayamita, they walk the path of Dhamma, they will support you. Yeah? You protect the sasana. Understand? They are supposed to protect the sasana, and you are part of the sasana. They will protect you. Understand? That's why when you travel or when you have the Dhamma, you don't worry. Trust your karmic nature. Understand? No need to worry about it. Worry about. The thing is just the way it is. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditions brought by. You are what you are because of karma. So you worry about, why are you insecure? Huh? You want security. So you came to know. That is the problem. Everything also you want to be secure. So when you trust your karmic nature, your spiritual nature and the understanding, all this will protect you. Because you are born of it, heir to it, conditions brought by it. And you are what you are because of it. So all these are the understanding. Okay? Okay. Any question? Otherwise we go to the summary. Any question? Clear or not? By now should be very clear then. Do you know why this time I always keep the four circle and the Trinity triangle? Last time I keep the essential Dhamma, okay, when you remember? That few things. Because recently, before we come out this retreat, at the Thursday class, I was teaching the unique code. No? I realized that unique code, I need this one. No? Keep on repeating, And song they all. Wow, Alicia, even Pamasuri, everything now. Absorb. We have so much thing to understand. Last time when I draw this four circle, 11 years ago, how many people understand? Superficial only understand, and don't have clear understanding, no? Because a lot of things still not stable, understand? No? Because the awareness nature not developed. So a lot of this description, not easy. That's why now you ask the new one, especially Tracy, cannot understand that, then he shake the head. But Joey, surprisingly, he understands, he follow. No? Not to say that he comprehend from the experiential level, but he can understand what I want to express. Because she has the faith, then she listened from Malacca, no? Didn't come to our class, only listen online. So because when I went to Malacca, there was affinity. Then she requested for the books, or I think Jayanta took back and give to her. Then from there, she developed the understanding herself. Well, last time he said, I think she also exposed to some Mahayana, but cannot understand Mahayana. So he want to understand. So because of yen, affinity, that's why all this become possible. And so now she full of joy. Oh yeah, virtue now. Very clear, very clear. That's why when you progress, all this will happen. And Tracy, don't worry, because she last time was like you, don't know anything. Mong cha cha, as far as Mahayana, it was a totally blur. So now, slowly. For you, lucky, you clean slate. In clean slate, you're very sincere. You ask, and then just now go into the hall, so you're scared. I can't take photo. I heard cannot take photo. We have taken how many inside there? And Fatai Sufu, very nice to us, because he know we are genuine cultivator. That's why the last 2 years, he told Paramahansa, nobody was allowed to hold retreat except our Kayamita. So they have faith in us, they trust us, then they allow us. The first retreat last year, August, was very beautiful, small, but a few of them kena COVID towards the end, and they had to go back. Then they go online Zoom, but overall it's still beautiful. Then this year, when they report to Fatan Sufu, all negative. Wow, he's so happy. He also rejoiced for us. Anasana. So after we learned last year, we know how to handle this year. So we told you 4 years, 4 days before you come. Not 4 years, 4 days before you come. Stay at home, quiet, quiet. Don't run around. Don't go and take unnecessary risks to expose yourself to crowded area. Don't take spicy food. Then you will be okay. And really, it turned out everybody okay. And I don't see anybody like cough until very serious, sick and all that. No. So we should actually rejoice with all this good understanding and happening. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, turn to page 42. Now I read, you understand, right? So 4.1 is to let people know that you want to listen to the audio file with the whiteboard detail and the YouTube link. These are the, you call it, website link that you can actually go to. The first link is https://proteo.com and the rest. That is the audio link. Then the whiteboard link. Then finally is the YouTube video link. So this one is for those who are interested to really see the original Thursday class, how we do it. Very beautiful. You go through the that one, the most people go and listen. And a lot of very good comments inside that. This one was Thursday class at Suyan Sao. So now Thursday class, all the four circle and the triangle. Well, too much thing to explain. Really, you need code. You should thank Yingbi who actually put in the computer or the code, and then later on he sent to me. Wow, I saw. I also didn't know I came out with so many code. Then I edited it. Then it came out into a book. And I don't know what title to give. So I choose the word unique. So I think initially when the book come out, you all don't understand the significance of that word unique until I give the sharing. Well, after that, one by one, one quote sometimes can be one session, 2 hours. That one not play-play one. That one really intense understanding of the Dhamma. And song, they all, sometimes Jin Ho, they all, even Pomasri, they all, PG, they all, those who attend, even Chiu Po Lian was also there. They rejoice because this type of teaching you cannot find and you cannot develop the understanding unless somebody who has the understanding to teach you and share with you. Where the unique code is so unique, it points towards the cultivation or the true mind. So when you read all the code, where they are like very important pointer, summary of cultivation. You follow that one, I tell you, you understand this pure awareness nature very fast and it stabilizes very fast. Then a lot of understanding. How can you find Dhamma of this nature? You go and look around the whole internet, you go and Google, you cannot find. Okay, now we start. Outline short note. This one you must thank Manyan wrote, I remember. You read, better still, I take rest.
Okay. 4.2 Outline short notes. These below short notes were prepared to help others better understand what had been shared. Outline short notes for Brother Theo's 11 January 2019 Dharma Talk. What is the difference between consciousness and awareness? Number one, Sister Yingbi shared that when one is conscious of life, it does not mean one is also aware of life. Conscious means you can be conscious of what you see, hear, tactilely feel, taste, smell and think, but one might be heedless. Awareness means being aware from within, aware of whatever that goes on within our form and mind. For those who meditate well, they can go into their sleeping mode and still be aware within while the body rests or sleeps.
So this one is very clear there. You can be conscious, but you are not aware. Why? Explain here. Why don't you read? One is also, one is conscious of life. It does not mean one is also aware of life. Conscious means what? Your consciousness. Understand? Seeing your sixth sense. You can be conscious of what you see, hear, tactile, feel, taste, smell, and think. But one might be
heedless,
lost in thought, and so on, entangled in the phenomenal world of consciousness. Sensuality so high that thing lure you and create actually delusion in you. Then you grasp, you cling with all the delusion. So what happened is, one might not be heedless. One might be heedless because you lost in thought. Awareness means being aware from, that's why I say at your heart area, from within. When you are aware, you don't think, understand not? Aware of whatever that goes on within your form and mind, understand not? From that pure awareness, you can observe what is happening in the mundane mind activity, understand not? Form and mind. So because of that, for those who meditate well, the awareness can go into the sleeping mode. Means when you are asleep, you go into the subconscious and the unconscious. Your body rests, you might be snoring. But the awareness is still aware within. That's why I told you, at that time when I went through for about 3-4 months, I can just lie down, rest, Then the awareness maintained, then my body relaxed and I allow it to go into rest and sleep. But fully aware, then I saw my own snoring and all those things. Then how after that it like subconscious release and become like dream. Then sometimes the unconscious, whatever phobia from the uni day when I was still not having the Dhamma understanding, how the unconscious also release. That's why I know the brain, when you are sleeping, it try to develop order, understand? That's why all the trap, subconscious fear, unconscious fear and phobia, and your anxiety or whatever, this one need to be released, understand? If it's not released, how? Mentally you go cuckoo, understand? Well, these are all the phobia, the stress and all those things that you accumulate into your inside your memory, your brain. And you don't release it, you really can be in depression and go mental hospital. Well, you keep on accumulating and none is released, you know what happens? Like a bottle. We bottle everything up. When the pressure reaches that level, the whole bottle will burst. During that time, you ki siao la, you say. You know what is ki siao la? In English, how you... What word? Become crazy. That is very mild. Siao, no? Siao.
Hysterical.
Like insane. Like cuckoo. Mentally cuckoo. You really... So Krishnamurti call that disorder. Understand? You live the life of disorder. Disorder means what? When a country don't have order, means what? No law and order, isn't it? Like cowboy, isn't it? Got pistol, got gun, shoot, isn't it? So disorder means what? There is no law and order to govern. So, right here lah, Chaos.
The
other one is chore.
Chore,
Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos. Chaos. Chaotic. So, when there is no order, means you got all the riot, the chaos. Chaotic chaos. And all the what they call conflict, misunderstanding. People rob, people do all sorts of things. So when your brain, your mind don't have order, it end up like that. Understand? Very chaotic. This pronunciation correct?
Yes.
Very chaotic.
Just to add a bit, the chaotic mind that I experienced was, I noticed everywhere, everything I see in the world, I disagree with reality. Meaning, as I drive, I look at the driver in front, and then there I complain already. Breaking. Then drive fast and slow, you know. Then when I go to the office, then I will have a lot of things to complain about my colleague's work, or how my boss did certain decisions. So all these, right, what happens in my brain was that I couldn't rest, I couldn't be peaceful, because all these are actually like mental blue blacks that I installed into my brain every time I encounter them. I was not at peace. That means I was, discontent with all these moments in life, and that becomes stored memory, and
correct.
What we kept hearing, all we saw in our memory is all trauma, phobia. Actually, it doesn't have to be a big trauma or phobia, but all these little things throughout the day,
they add up.
And then no wonder I cannot meditate. So this was the initial experience I had. I noticed I had to be at peace in life as I leave, as I go to work and come back, as I talk to people. Otherwise, I am storing a lot of negativity.
Yeah, sadhu.
I'm very unhappy with reality. I'm fighting with reality. How to fight? Reality shall win.
Yeah.
So that was my
experience. Sadhu. Very good. So when you understand, you can relate to what happened in your life. For her, she worked in the IT field. So she can see. She got this that path that allow her to actually become quite, I shouldn't use the word analytical, but the clarity there for her to see and relate to the Dhamma when she hear the Dhamma. Understand? He only need the hint, the pointer. Then he straight away, she can figure out how he actually entangled earlier on. So that is the uniqueness of her path. She learned in that manner, different. That's why I say when her awareness nature developed, she will like breeze through all this, become like kacang putih. He realized that time, the awareness really shine for and see all this. Then the understanding very fast on will come. Where she already contemplated, reflected, and her past can see all this with clarity. How she get herself into all this. There's like all the wrong thoughts she admire and she start to write them down. Then make effort, the forerunning effort to abandon them, to prevent them from writing. So all this is the initial cultivation. Then the third turning will come and very potent trigger off Bhavana Maya Panya once the awareness nature stabilized. Okay? Okay, Maya, continue.
Number two, there are two types of awareness. The first type is the normal specific phenomenon awareness, whereby one is aware of what is going on. Most people are not aware because they are lost in thoughts most of the time. But when you are aware, you are with the true mind. You are aware of thoughts, content of consciousness, the bodily movements, mental movements, and nature's movements. This is specific phenomena awareness, whereby one's awareness and the phenomena are one or move as one. The other type is the silent spacious awareness without a center, spacious awareness. This awareness becomes one with nature, leading to the oneness nature. Number three, awareness is the same as sati. Sati is the pure awareness before the knowing.
So this definition is very important. Understand it. Then when you meditate, you can actually use this as an understanding. That's why you must meditate with understanding. So when you understand this, you know what is awareness. Your sati is awareness before the knowing. The moment you know, you are not aware already. You understand? Huh?
Yes.
The moment you know means you perceive. Yeah? Yes. When you perceive, the word come out. Yeah? The concept, the whatever ideology and all those things, the labeling, then all this will trigger of the memory to actually recall. No, then your habitual tendency, your phobia, your whatever belief system, all come in and stir your mind. Understand not? So this is something you must understand. If I don't perceive with the aggregates of mind, if I don't do all the sankara sanya activity inside, then without thought I am peaceful. Yeah. Without thought, no duality, yeah. No word, no this, no that, isn't it?
Yes.
So what is that thing? That pure nature? It's your true mind. That's why it's tranquility, stillness that has clarity. That can observe, understand? But the moment the thought come in, how can you be aware? I already said, living being can do only one thing at a time. Either you're silent, completely aware, and spatial awareness to be aware of the whole spectrum of whatever that go on within the phenomenal world, within the moment. If you are not in this state, the other one possibility is what? You create thought, lost in thought. When you lost in thought, you preoccupy what you are thinking, your emotion. your fear, your insecurity. So when you are doing all those things, how can you return to awareness? Then like Tracy said, eh? He said, I try to silence or meditate, but a lot of memory thinking non-stop coming along. This is what normal people will realize, because they cannot be silent. So what they do? They come up with method and technique lah. Focus lah. Stop the mind from running away. And that's all. So when you do all those, you actually create the conditioned mind, which is focusing, energy field. Yeah, you kill all your thinking into one point. Let the energy build up so you don't think. But the moment this energy is no more there, means you lost your ability to go into jhana, concentration, all things, you go back to square one. Your thought proliferate again. Because all this training using the thought base on the energy field, one point, and the absorption, all, you will go into deep samadhi or samatha. They call it apana. Once you are inside there, the mental hindrances are all suppressed. Then it's like you have that silent mind as well. But the thought cannot move. So what they used to call it is no thought. They have no thought, which is true. Fourth jhana, no thought. And they say equanimity. Do you agree? But it's a conditioned state. What they say is correct, but they didn't realize one thing. Who is the one that said no thought? Huh? It's a thought, isn't it? So, no thought is a thought. Understand? This one is very important. No thought. Who say this?
The thought.
It's a thought. So, no thought is a thought. That's why it's thought-based meditation. Understand? Because you kill everything into one point. And this is the thought that is holding the thing, and you say you have no thought. If you really aware that you have no thought, there is no word on it, isn't it? No thought, the person who say this is actually a thought. You are still within the field of thought, isn't it? Because you need the energy to hold it and make it no thought. That's why I say it's a conditioned state, isn't it? Not a free mind. So this is not a free mind, understand not? What we need is a free mind in pure awareness to observe, to insight, to develop the understanding. So now you see why thought base is there. Understand? Even all your jhana, your absorption, one point, whatever. This is what is happening. Because they got no other way to keep the mind quiet as well. So they come up with method and technique and all the skillful means. And you know why they do that? The method and technique is to hold your thought. That's why the jhanic factor is what? Apply the thought there, understand? Then sustain the thought there until that thought cannot move. Understand? And then you experience piti, sukhang, then one-pointedness. That's why the jhanic factor is not a free mind. Understand not? Who apply thought? The thought apply thought. Then the thought sustain thought. Yeah, he said, this is meditation. But after that, no thought. But everything killed into one point. Understand? May you suppress it. Understand? And it's a conditioned state of mind. So you need the energy and the object of meditation to get hold of that state. When you grow old, when you're very weak really, you lose your ability to go into jhana. You have no more energy, understand? At that time, they're miserable. Then they realize, how come now I cannot be in that state? My mind cannot be in stillness. My mind cannot be in a state of no thought. The jhana experience all. Then what happened? There is nothing to suppress the mental hindrance. Then the hindrance come out. Then they start to doubt. That is the first hindrance to come out. What happened? How come now I cannot do all those things already? Then with the doubt, what happened? The mind starts to Like the normal hitless human being, like and dislike, understand? No? Then restless. Then after a while, not like last time in jhana, never sleepy. Then very tired, sleepy, you know what I'm saying? So sensual desire, ill will, sensual desire and ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, everything appear. Then they realize their spiritual faculty gone. Then what happened? They are like ordinary putujana, understand? No? Then they lose faith, they develop very strong doubt, and they don't know what to do. But they dare not tell people, understand? No? Because they are doing thought-based. So hopefully, with this, you develop better understanding.
Sadhu.
Okay, number four, Manyan.
Number four, conscious means when you are not in the sleeping mode. When you wake up, you become conscious, conscious of life itself. You have senses in your body, and because of that, you can be conscious of what you see, taste, hear, smell, tactile feel, and think. Dependent on these six sense door consciousness, there must be the six sense spaces. And these six sense spaces give rise to the six types of corresponding sense door consciousness. Reason why the Mahayana tradition teaches nine types of consciousness. In Theravada tradition, there is only one word for consciousness, i.e. vijnana. Number five, there are three Pali words used to denote mind, and they are mano, citta, and vinaya. There are differences among them. Mano is often used in Dhammapada verses 1 and 2. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. This mind is mano. Mind made are they. If one speaks or acts with an evil mind, dukkha will follow him just as the wheel follows the hoof print of the ox that draws the cart. In the four foundations of mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta, there is this mindfulness of the citta, citta nupassana, i.e. mindfulness of content of consciousness, where the word citta is used as meaning the content of consciousness. Whereas in the law of dependent origination or paticca samuppada teaching, the third link is sankhara pancaya vijnana, followed by vinaya paccaya nama rupa. Here, vinaya is the pure consciousness, one of the four mind aggregates before the input of the content of consciousness. When the content of consciousness goes in, it becomes nama rupa, which is your five.
Battery again.
I repeat again. When the content of consciousness goes in, it becomes nama rupa, which is your five mental aggregates of form and mind or thought. Hence, citta is your five mental aggregates of form and mind, which is your thought. Number six.
So now you understand the three Pali words. No? Mano is your mundane mind. Understand? No? And the Buddha always used this in the Dhammapada verses 1 and 2. It's a twin word, complementary. So he said, Ma is a forerunner of all things. He's referring to this mundane mind. When this mundane mind arises, all things arise. Understand? No? That's why this follow is the starting of all the creation. That's why forerunner of all things. When this arises, all things arise. Mind is chief, also this mind. So, mano. Then they got another word which is citta. Citta is what? The thought. Understand? Citta is a pure vijnanam. The vijnanam is a pure consciousness before the content go in. You remember the paticca samuppada? The third link. Avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara make contact with the brain, mental consciousness arise. So in the seeing is only the pure seeing consciousness, no one to see, yeah? And then the content go in, it become what? Nama rupa. This is the five aggregate of form and mind, understand now? Which is a thought. Now you understand? I wrote that citta equals to content of consciousness plus
vinyana.
Plus your vinyana, understand now? The pure consciousness. That one is a receptacle. So this one becomes a thought. That's why when you focus, that perception, yeah, cause your mind to stir, sangkarasanya. Then the content went in, your like and dislike. Whether your mental intention is wholesome or unwholesome depends on your understanding. If you lack understanding, most of the time it's unwholesome. But sometimes it's wholesome, tinted, understand? So they call it kusala citta or akusala citta. So you use the Sanskrit word and the Malay word, akusala, understand? Akusala. Unwholesome. Aku salah means unwholesome. Ku salah also unwholesome. But the meaning is wholesome in Sanskrit or Pali. So all this you will understand because you have the awareness. If you don't have the awareness, you don't explain like that, you know what is going on in human being's mind or activity. You cannot differentiate between awareness and consciousness. And people in Satipatthana Sutta workshop, you know, with the monks and all things, you know, people ask the question, aware of what? Understand? And the gullible thing is, the one who is conducting the workshop, answer, you know, aware of this, aware of that. You know. So when you don't have the understanding, this is what will happen. But when you have the clear understanding, then all these are very clear to you. Because they cannot be aware here. That's why this one become mother up. To them is aware of something. Means what? The thought come in, understand? How they aware? They perceive. That through memory, they say they aware. Aware of the phenomenal world. When you aware of the phenomenal world, no word on the direct seeing. That is aware. This one is you are conscious of the phenomenal world, understand? Through the six sense door, the six type of consciousness. Either seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness. So this is consciousness. From here is awareness. This is direct seeing. This direction. Understand? No? This is cultivation using the pure awareness. But you use it to create mundane living. This one is the sense of consciousness that trigger all the five aggregate of form and mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why here, this is mundane living, no wisdom. But once you have the direct seeing, you awaken with the wisdom, you leave this direction with the wisdom connected. Then this one becomes noble being, anasana, enlightened one, not deluded. Well, whatever happened here, he no more delusion. The phenomenal world of consciousness and form has got no power over him. He realized the universal characteristic. He can see beyond form, beyond thought. Then he realized that nature, no difference, no duality, nothing. This is how the mindfulness or awareness-based meditation differ from thought based. Thought based here. Then using the thought, creating method, technique. Then do all those controls, suppression, one-pointedness, absorption. Then create this. Because they cannot make their mind calm, so they need a method or a technique where you repeat repetitive doing. Understand? Repetitive is mechanical, isn't it? You know Krishnamurti say what? It dulls the mind, understand? Discipline, attention. This is discipline. Focus, control, understand? Suppress. So discipline, attention, dulls the mind. But it's not a free mind, understand? When you are caught in that, can you live life? Your whole life holding on to this energy, you know, and you don't have the free mind to be aware. You know. And this one is actually part of the thought, understand? But you say no thought. Why? You have a thought that realize this is no thought. Because you force everything, suppress everything. Then what you do is, you actually, they use the word what idea? It's a conditioned state, and so on. You force it not to think, and so on. Means suppression, control. When you do all this, this is a conditioned state, not a free mind. And this one cannot be free. It's like you want to like train your child, understand? You want your child to be good. What you do? He's very naughty, don't listen to you. So you discipline him, you control him. Cannot go out, boy. Allowance cut. You think by doing that, your boy can become good? The moment you're not around, this fellow go out on his own. That's why control, suppression, no use on. What you need to do is, let him go ahead, understand? Get into trouble, then only talk to him. If he don't get into trouble, choy le dung ngong one, I tell you. Then you don't believe me. As a mother, most of you all will know. When your child young that time, you love. A boy chak bui. Wei la. He choy le dung ngong. Then after that, 2-3 hours later, come la, ha, nothing to eat. So you say, oh, mommy cook for you, don't worry. So he already get used to it. Then when you cook out, how come like that one? Not like that day. Then later on, they come down and eat. How come all cold already? Complain. I don't want, I want this. So your child become spoiled. You will pamper him. What my mother did was good. Don't want to eat. Never mind. Don't come back, is it? Then, whatever finish, he asked the rat, finish it. If cannot finish, he put all the one people don't want to eat one back into the last time no fridge, no. He got a cupboard one. Then you come back, hungry already. Go to the cupboard. Then you say, bo chai leo, all cold, cold. He said, you don't want to eat, you talk so much. Go and cook yourself. Go and cook yourself, not so easy. No gas, nothing. I have to start the fire myself. That's why we learn to survive. So when we learn to survive, we become first generation kid. We cannot depend on our parents. We have nine children, no. You think they got time for you? They don't even have enough money to make sure everyone go university, So that time, we are forced to become independent and so on. We have to find our way. Like I share with Sui and a lot of Kalimita. All those of our classmates, I for Alostar, I was offered MU, engineering, Never come to KL before, How? I have to find my way. Buy the bus ticket. Then stop where also, I don't know. That time don't have Pudu station, Stop at the railway station there. And the taxi low there waiting to gasa you, Understand? You want to go where? MU 20 ringgit. You know that time 20 ringgit, $200-$300 our money now, Whereas later on we come to know, you take a bus, 40 cents only. So, kena, you have to find your way, but at least we are more smart. Three of us, one taxi, understand? You're from Alastair. So first time kena. After that, ask my parent, my brother lend me the motorbike, send the lorry down. Once the motorbike come, independent already, understand? So this is how you learn, understand? You find out yourself, you survive. Otherwise, everything all depend on parent. You know the parent who can sue? Boy, you go overseas. I buy flight ticket. Papa, mama follow you. Understand? You can stay there for how long? After 2 weeks, you settle him down. You think, okay, count him. Then what happened? I got one Kanyamita, the doctor went to US scholarship. They accompany, come back. After that, fail the first year. Then dare not face the parent. Go and complain, say, I don't want to study this course. You force me. Because here, straight A exam. Why? The parents are teachers, understand? God pass you a question. Everything fit, fit, fit. And now, then got me. No need to want. Go there. You know, public university or US type of syllabus is different, is it not? It's coursework and all those things. So you need to have classmates and friends like thesis or whatever coursework. You need to actually interact. You can copy one ma. Coursework after a few months only submit one. But because you straight A student, no, you can't say, you know, you dare not ask, no. So end up, no more syllabus, no, no more past year, no more the spot question, no more. So cannot survive, understand, no? So to train, you cannot control, cannot suppress, understand, no? You let them make mistakes, understand, no? Then they learn. That's why we have contentment. As first generation, we appreciate what my parents has given me because they are undereducated. Then they told us, you don't have to worry about lodging, food, shelter. We take care. You study only. Education also, the money, you don't worry. They will take care. This type of parent, not good enough. Take care of your citizenship, make sure you got no problem. Got problem also, they don't worry you. They sort out themselves. So these are the parents that have the understanding. Then they train me. After they train me, I say, my next generation, Sui, my son, they all, if I can afford and have this understanding, I should allow them to have better life, right? By improving on what my father has done for me. That's why after that, when their turn comes, I say, you go to school, not to score, not to what, then learn that thing. Then after that, I say, you come out to work, yeah? Because we have the proper house, car, whatever. But they didn't go overseas, I give them the car. I said, you don't have to worry about your boss trying to force you to do things that is against your conscience. Understand? No? You can just tell them, no. You want me to do? I will not do all this cut corner and all those things. Understand? No? I will do it this way. Otherwise, you get another colleague to handle. Means you are not in a situation where you fear that you will lose your job. Understand? First generation different, no. No job means Taiwan, no. Cannot pay rent, cannot own house, cannot own car, no. Then got family to feed, no. How? But they are different. No job, no job, lah. Understand? No? The house is there, the car is there. Basic, no problem. But I say, be sincere. Don't take advantage of all this just because I say you tick your boss off. Understand? No. That's why I say you experience your life, your career, everything. Then when you have enough, you want to retire, by all means. That's why Sui very lucky. Went through the career, all the adventurous sports and whatever, climb mountain, diving and all those things she do before the age of 40. And then decide to call it a day, retire, come back. So this is life. At the age of 40, can live life, you know, with understanding, you know. Live life to the fullest and good karma, someone, you know. Good inheritance, you know. So what is there to worry? So the way you train with understanding and control is a world of a difference, isn't it? So meditation is the same. Pure awareness got control or not? Relax, maintain awareness, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. This one by itself, the moment you are silent, because the doing and the trying is by the thought, understand or not? Don't try to do, don't try to know. The trying is by the thought, the knowing is by the thought. So when you have the understanding, you just relax, maintain awareness. Then you are in that state already, understand or not? This one is like the child in a free mind. Then let him find out about life, understand or not? Right or wrong, let them find out. They observe, they will know. They will not be so stupid until they see all the entanglement, the stirring. Some more go and hold, go and cling. Understand? So they will know how to evolve their understanding and live life. So similarly, the free mind is the one that can understand. The one that control and suppress, you pamper the child and you spoil the child. Understand? And this fellow, they say what? Mzai si, don't know what the external world is. Because when they are here, the absorption, the very strong samatha calmness is so strong. And to them, this is fantastic meditative state, no? Equivalent to what? Must be enlightenment now. So when you probably think that this is enlightenment, but never know that it's a conditioned mind, it's like the analogy that the Buddha gave. If your water is murky, you don't do anything, let it settle down. Don't do anything means what? Like the third way, isn't it? Relax, maintain awareness, be with it. Then all the dust, everything settled down, then the clear water return. This is your original mind. But the dust that settled down, not rooted out of the mental hindrance. That's why later on when the conditions stir again, the dust come out again, the hindrance.
With the example of teaching a child, right? It reminded me of a page from the Heart Sutra, page 226, near the bottom. There was one part that says, you train the mundane mind to just be mindful of the in and out breath until one day, when this mundane mind comes to realize that if it listens to you, it will be very peaceful.
That one is correct.
If it didn't listen to you, it will become very heedless. This is the beginning.
Yes, sadhu. That one, pay attention. That is how you should train. You train the mind until the mundane mind realize when it obey you, he find peace. Understand? That's why you go into anapanasati, the mindfulness. That is a free mind. And it gives you the quality of mind that is aware. Otherwise, you get into trouble, understand? So that one is very important. Page 2,
226.
226. 226. Oh, 226. Wow, so at the back there. Okay, we read together better. This one is very good.
226. About the 6 lines of the big paragraph at the bottom.
Oh, at the bottom,
Before the question.
Yeah.
You train the mundane mind to just be mindful.
Okay. Yeah, this one is very good. Above the question, the paragraph, about 6 lines above, you train the mundane mind to just be peaceful of the are mindful of the in and out breath until one day when this mundane mind come to realize that if it listen to you, who actually develop the understanding to train the mundane mind to be aware, it will be very peaceful. Understand? No stress because mindful. If it didn't listen to you, continue with the heedlessness, like what Sui went through, everything also not at peace with the reality. One thing's your way, then you suffer. Then it will become very heedless. So this is the beginning. That's why I say the moment you can train your mind to be aware, that's only the beginning of real
meditation.
Now you understand what I meant. Last time you all could not understand. Because the Buddha also emphasized on heedfulness, mindfulness, but nobody understands. So when you don't see the important, you cannot meditate. That's why meditation has to be done with understanding. So initial training is just the beginning. But once you stabilize, then only the real meditation begins. You remember there was one lady that asked question, you mean after all the years of cultivation?
That's the question.
Oh, that is the question. Oh, no wonder the answer
just
is there.
That, just after that.
Yeah, you mean after attending all the retreat, no? How many years? I come back, I still haven't started the real meditation. All that, understand? So, all these are very beautiful sharing. As luckily it was recorded, then Miss Lee do the short note, then I edit it, then you have it in printed form. So learning become very easy. That's why I tell Kamita last night, you go and read this Heart Sutta enough already. Anything you want to know about the sainthood way, count it already. Then of course with the 4 circle, a little bit about the Bodhisattva way, where the nature or Because last time when I showed this four circle, I only write down, but I couldn't explain because nobody were really ready at that time. So I just say how to return and that's all. Because this is how you go and get lost. This is a creation process. So to return means what? To return means what? You return this phenomenal world of consciousness back to
mundane.
Ah, the mundane mind. Because from here it starts, understand? So how to return? Realize that they are false, understand? The universal characteristic, not what you think. Anicang dukkha anatta. So when you realize this is false, this one return to here. Understand? Then when you return to here, this one still got views, opinion, conditioning, belief system and everything. Understand? Still very, very, I should say, different. Understand? Then when you realize all this is what the consciousness is all about, your views, opinion, all from memory. So what you do is, after you return to here, you meditate with awareness until the mundane mind realizes itself and cease. Understand? Understand? Then when it comes back to here, means what? This form of mind no more. Understand? That's why this one can bring you here to develop the wisdom. Then when the pure awareness also cease, means you realize what? Cessation of form and mind, even a glimpse, enough. Reality. So this is the process. You return all of the external form to the phenomenal world of consciousness, back to the consciousness, understand? Then see the unreality of mind. Means unless you can see this movement with awareness, you learn to see mind, the unreality of mind. Because these are all dependent origination entity, understand? Impermanent. When you want things your way, it leads to dukkha, suffering. Then because it's impermanent, not a permanent engineering entity, everything that you experience from here, which is projected into here, is not real. Anatta, non-self, empty. And when you realize this, this mind with the wisdom realizes itself and cease. Understand? Then you reach the point, like I said, think also like that, don't think also like that. Understand? We are all this like flimshow, understand? Like illusionary, create illusion for you. So when you have the wisdom, you are not deluded, this one can cease. Then when this one ceases, the first thing you realize is the pure awareness nature. But from here you observe and you understand all this. So from here you observe, understand all this, then this one realizes itself, cease, then you realize here with that wisdom born of observation here, this one cease. Understand? Without the wisdom it cannot cease. Yeah. I remember the cessation only comes after I realize all this, understand all this, then to me think also like that, don't think also like that. Then what happened? You don't think, you fall back to here, understand? Then this one also you know is not real. You just silent and let things be. Then when the wisdom have realized sufficient stability and understanding, then the cessation happened by itself. You cannot predict when one. Without you knowing it, like Ananda, try so hard, cannot happen one. Qi Yun also, try so hard, retreat, few days, continuous meditation, no use. Yeah, the mind is still holding on to things. But the moment he give up, like just want to lie down and sleep, before the head touched the pillow, he became awakened. Qi Yun, the burning one, awakened. So what you need to do when you are here with the pure awareness, just relax and let things be. Then understand that thing also like this. But when you are here, you are very near to a mundane mind. No? You're thinking very fast. From here to here is very fast. But to return from here to here is not easy. That's why you must train. You must develop the ability to develop this awareness-based memory. Once this one becomes stable, then very different. Then you only need to develop the stability of wisdom and know how to allow things to be. Relax and let things be. You think also like that, don't think also like that, then you won't think. You won't think that you are here. Then that tranquility, stillness, it will develop until when the condition is there, it trigger off the cessation. And most of the time is one glimpse. But enough, after you come out, you already know that there is no such thing as a permanent unchanging entity inside. And you will know this one is not you. You will not grasp, you will not cling. But as you develop more and more understanding with the awareness nature, you locate the gateway, then you can go beyond the sainthood way to go the bodhisattva way. And this nature's transformation and understanding a lot. Then after that, when you go back to cessation longer, and that cessation, after many, many lives, you develop perfection of it until you have the full understanding. They call it the Sammasambuddha, Samyat Sambohi. The Pali word is what? Sammasambuddhahood is what? Anuttara Samyat Sambohi. Then the all knowing. That's why the Buddha is omniscient, teacher of men and God, guide without comparison. Understand? So all these are the quality, perfect in wisdom, perfect in virtue. Yeah, everything is perfect. Then that whole perfection transform into the ability to understand this beginning, the source, the oneness, everything, and how all this process happen. That's why the Bodhisattva way, when you go into that nature, the gateway that take you in, this one transform and develop until very, very sophisticated. Then as you continue the Bodhisattva way, from here to here, it keep on happening. Until this perfection become a living reality towards the end. Then from here, the source, you will understand everything. That's why the Buddha has this ability to recollect and recall all the countless birth. You remember after his enlightenment, the seventh day? He went through that process and he developed all the understanding. Okay. Okay, Maya, continue.
Number 6. Initially, in the seeing, there is only the pure seeing consciousness, and there is no one to see. This is the direct seeing, seeing things as they are, before the stirring of mind. But due to ignorance, upon contact of mind with brain, the mind will stir. Then, through wrong perceptions, views, opinions, and conditioning, you input the content of consciousness with the evil roots, thereby creating the karmic consciousness, wholesome and unwholesome. This is acting according to memory. Number 7. The first 5 consciousnesses are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching or tactile consciousness. The 6th consciousness is sanya or perception, connected to the mind, which is the common denominator needed for the arising of all these consciousness. When the mind perceives, this 6th consciousness arises. The 7th consciousness arises due to the egoic or discriminating mind with its views, opinions, conditioning, belief system, memories, etc. This egoic or discriminative mind creates mental hindrances of likes and dislikes, causing the mind to stir constantly while living life. This mental hindrance give rise to habitual tendencies, leading to latent tendencies, anusaya. The 7th consciousness creates karmic consequences. As for the 8th consciousness, it is the alaya consciousness, the storehouse consciousness of karmic accumulations. It is the result of 7th consciousness that act as a mental organ. Perception brings the external form or sense data into mind. So upon contact of this external sense data with mind, the mental organ, 7th consciousness, the mind consciousness, which is the 8th consciousness, arise. Number 8. When you have stability of mindfulness, you can be at the moment of contact, feeling of and perception, activity of mind, consciousness, or content input. You can see them clearly. Human beings normally act according to their memories, but with Dharma understanding, one acts according to wisdom and understanding born of the first and second turnings wisdom, Uniso Manasikara. Right views are important. Wrong views make one miserable. After straightening one's view, you can then act according to understanding and wisdom following the Noble Eightfold Path. Number 9. Understanding Karma Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dharma Niyama, the three important spiritual laws, are needed for the arising of right views and understanding. Number 10. For the Arya, there is no more discriminative mind. Their aggregates of mind are non-grasping. There is no more egoic mind to cling anymore. Due to awareness and wisdom, one can input pure content of consciousness. Number 11. Dhammapada verse 21. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless. Heedlessness is the path to the death. The heedful do not die, whilst the heedless are as if dead. Dhammapada verse 23. The constantly meditative and ever mindful, he or she will realize the supreme born free enlightenment, Nibbana. 12. In the Avijja Sutta, there are 10 steps leading to liberation, and step 1 is to have Dharma friends to cultivate together. Dharma friends who can guide, counsel, motivate, encourage, and help show us the way. Great beings' nature, those of the Buddha and Bodhisattvas, are true great Dharma friends. Step 2, listening to the true Dharma. Step 3, having faith in the Triple Gem. Step 4, having initial wisdom and wise attention at the moment of sense experience. Step 5, Sati Sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Step 6 is sense restraint. Step 7 is the three ways of good conduct. Step 8, cultivating the four foundations of mindfulness, can then be cultivated with ease, giving rise to step 9, which is the seven factors of enlightenment keep arising. You then know you are on the right path. Step 10, enlightenment in the here and the now. To understand Avijja Sutta better, please listen to my below YouTube video and view my below PDF download. Number 13. After listening to the Dharma, you should inquire, reflect, and contemplate into the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths. When you contemplate and is able to see how the Dharma stands up to investigation, there is strong faith in the Buddha and his teachings. You then stabilize your understanding and assimilate this understanding into your nature, leading to the arising of Uniso Manasikara, born of the first and second turnings wisdom. This understanding will surface when you confront sense experiences born of the first Noble Truth's eight realities. This understanding liberates you. With this Uniso Manasikara, you become less reactive, your mind stir less, have more equanimity, is more at peace with whatever arises, have more moments of silence and awareness, and more space between thoughts. Number 14. The five daily contemplations are very important. Our body is of the nature to grow old, fall sick, and die, for it has not gone beyond old age, sickness, and death. Separation from loved ones and prized possessions when conditions cease to be. And finally, we are born of our karma, the owner of our actions, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. Number 15. Anicca, Dukkha, and Anatta are the three universal characteristics of nature, inherent in all component things, phenomena. With this right understanding, you can confront any issues in life with wisdom, understanding, and compassion. You need mindfulness and wisdom, or wise attention at the moment of sense experience. The initial wisdom that you had cultivated will prompt you to act following Noble Eightfold Path with right view, etc. Number 16. Original mind is tranquil and just aware. All the negative emotions and Sankara mind states are not intrinsic within. When the sensual desires, etc. arise, silence your mind and your mundane thinking mind will slowly settle down on its own through knowing that they are all conditioned arising phenomena. Thus, just silence your mind and be with it. Then all these emotions born of wrong thoughts will slow down and you will realize your silent true mind with awareness within. No more agitation, but only tranquility and stillness. With this, you will be able to witness how the arisen mental hindrance ceases to be. You can then meditate on mindfulness of the 6 internal sense bases and the 6 external sense bases to trace the origination factors and retrospectively reverse it. With this, you will know how the arisen mental hindrance of sensual desire come to be. It comes through the senses, like for example, hearing, seeing or recalling something that triggered it. Then you know how to free your mind. With this wisdom and right view, you will also come to know how in the future these mental hindrances will not arise anymore. This is part of the Satipatthana Dhamma Nupassana cultivation. Number 17. Be mindful of the mental hindrances that arise. Be mindful of the 5 aggregates of form and mind. With Sati Sampajana, at the moment of sense experience, mindfulness is so stable that you can be at the moment of contact, even before the content of consciousness, born of mental stirring, is input. Without wisdom, upon contact, feeling will arise to condition craving. With wisdom, uniso manasikara, feeling will remain as pure feeling. Then, this pure feeling would not be conditioned into craving. With mindfulness of the 6 internal and 6 external sense bases cultivated, you will come to know how fear, anger, restlessness, sensual desire, ill will, doubt, etc. arise. These mind states will all cease when you just stay with it. Number 18. With wisdom, there is no more egoic mind. Sankara becomes pure aggregate. The 8 consciousness becomes pure consciousness, free of the 3 evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Thus, the reason why arahants don't have rebirth consciousness when they die. All karmic imprints are recorded in one's karmic nature. Thus, Buddha said, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. Reason why you need to take care of karma, as your life depends entirely on it. Number 19. The 9 consciousness is Nibbana, your true nature, your Buddha nature, which is the unconditioned. Number 20. The pure wisdom energy is so fine that the mundane mind will eventually collapse, and then the supra-mundane mind from within will shine forth. No more mundane minds grow sankara to obscure the true mind. This supra-mundane mind is the mind that has no dwelling as taught by Master Huineng. When the nature shines forth, mindfulness becomes automatic, and the 3 universal characteristics of nature is clearly seen at all times, even while in the midst of life. For those who see, you will always see this truth. Number 21. Brother Theo encourages Kalamita to listen to the audio files and watch the video on the website, brotherdeo.com. and the links provided above for a clearer comprehension. Also, to read the transcript when it is available and constantly reflect upon them to develop the clear understanding. Above short notes prepared by Sister Chong Pei Yuan.
Oh, this is Puan Chi's daughter. Sorry, I made a mistake. I thought it was Man Yuan. Pei Yuan. Okay, let us rejoice. So we managed to finish. So maybe before we break for lunch, you have how long meditation you want? What is the time now?
10:50.
Oh, still got 1 hour 10 minutes, huh? Okay. Maybe 45 minutes, huh?
Okay.
You can develop your meditation 45 minutes awareness base, huh? I will set the alarm.